This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for football referees of all levels all over the world. My name's Darren Cullum. I'm a level 5 referee affiliated with Somerset FA, and this is PGMO Observer and Southwest Pool Referee Observer Coordinator, Mr. Richard Mellon.
That's a mouthful, Darren.
It's a mouthful, isn't it? And a very distinguished mouthful as well.
Well, thank you very much.
So, as we were saying in the previous episode, it was our first podcast back after 5 years, and we have set a few rules, and that being we're going to try and keep the podcasts, each episode, to about 20 minutes. So, I think we did reasonably well.
I thought we were quite accurate.
I thought we'd done quite well.
We talked about one topic, and we didn't really expand very much on that first game that you refereed.
No, so should we revisit that?
I think we could.
Let's do it. Let's start the 20-minute timer.
Yep.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
So just to recap, the first game back I did was against Bridgewater Sports Reserves against Minehead AFC Colts. OK, this is a Division 3 game in the Taunton and District Saturday League. And the weather was appalling, I think it's fair to say. Wet, windy, but good old Rich, he rocked up with his little recorder and did a little bit of commentary on my refereeing, my first game back after 4 years. And let's just recap a little bit of that.
Referee's World.
Anything to note at the moment as regards Darren's performance. A little bit of ring rusty, as I expect. And, you know, that was shown just now when he was lining up a free kick out on the right-hand side. He was more interested in getting the ball on the right spot and took his eyes off the majority of players that were lining up for the free kick in the penalty area. So he's only got the place where he wants the ball and the player who's going to take the free kick near halfway. They're the only people that he's facing. A little bit of ring rusty. We'll get him to adjust in positioning. Starts into consideration. So here we go. Game is a quick tempo. The restarts are coming fast and furious. Darren's got control of it. He's working hard, keeping his movement going. Looks comfortable. Glances down at his watch. He's wearing a short sleeve shirt. I bet he regrets that now because it's bitterly cold and raining. Gives a nice gentle signal, soft signal for goal kick. Backing away. Talking to the players, got a smile on his face. He looks a happy boy to be out there. Okay, just as I signed off just then, there's been a couple of free kicks possibly should have been awarded. Darren showing the ring rusty. There was a foul, I think, by Red 6, a little push in the back, and Blue 8 went to ground. As he went to ground, he handled it. Ball to hand, whatever you wish to call it nowadays, but it was handball from that point of view. But the first foul was the push by Red 6. And Darren, showing that sort of shyness, didn't actually look back at the player and explain to him and, you know, sort of pacify his decision, the player's appeals. And gave the free kick in the end because there was a trip finally, but there was two or three little fouls which Darren could have picked up much earlier, but we did get the right directional restart and Blues had the free kick. So okay, still ring rusty, not quite there yet, but that'll be only a matter of time and hopefully we'll experience that. Got a nice level of fitness, I know, during his time out from refereeing. He has been running there around his Taunton home with another colleague, a level 4 colleague of ours, Brian Lee. So Brian, hopefully you're listening, and keep Darren topped up with information and ideas about the modern game. Hasn't changed too much, but there have been significant law changes since Darren last refereed. So he's having a quiet word with Blue 2, who might have said something to him. He's telling him no more or you'll have 10 minutes in the sin bin.
This is the Referees World podcast.
So there you go. There's a little bit of commentary on the Referees World podcast of Rich and me on my first game back after 4 seasons. In the previous episode, we did talk about the weather and how bad it was. And we were going to sort of delve into my preparation and my performance and so on and so forth. We got sidetracked on a whole new tangent again, as we often do.
Because we talked about the sin bin, didn't we?
Because we talked about the sin bin, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to sort of go back to the game that I did, and we'll talk a bit about preparation. So if you are a new referee, or maybe you're coming back after a short break or a long break, like I've just done as well, hopefully these little bits of tips and advice that we're going to give you, or at least Rich is going to, will help you in your comeback.
Let's see what we can do, Dan.
So, preparation.
Preparation. How did you start? You knew the game. How much in advance did you know about the game?
I had a week's notice.
You had a week's notice.
So. It all happened fairly quickly. So I made the decision. I was definitely going to come back. You and I chatted on the phone. I spoke to my mentor, Brian Lee, as well as you, obviously. And we decided, let's do this weekend. Let's not hang around anymore. Let's get on with it.
Okay. So you do a little bit of running.
Yeah, I think during lockdown, okay, that was one really positive thing for me in terms of how I felt. I ran a lot. Yeah. I did 3 runs a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, religiously. So I was quite confident that I had a reasonable good level of fitness.
You were confident that you had a decent level of fitness, but you were apprehensive about making a comeback as a referee, weren't you?
I was very nervous.
And thinking about, am I going to be fit enough? Mm. Well, based upon what I watched, that 45 minutes, because it got a bit too wet and I went home.
You're such a wuss.
I went home at half time. It was that bad. There was no shelter. That's my excuse. No. But you went about the game. You were out there in short sleeves, which was a surprise. And it was letting the rain go and lashing down. So you've got a good level of fitness for Division 3. Do you think when you step up to the higher divisions, that you'll be suitable level of fitness for those games? Because they'll have a little bit extra demand, won't they?
Yeah, and since that game, as I mentioned in the last episode, I have done 3 other assistant referee appointments. So I've been on the line on Toolstation Western League, which is obviously considerably more pacey than that game that we're talking about. And I felt on top of it.
Okay,
I very much felt on top of it.
Let's talk about a couple of things here.
Now, bearing in mind that is only running on the line, so...
Ah, okay. You're preempting what I'm going to ask them. What's the difference that you found, and you've made this comeback now, the difference you find between being an assistant referee and referee? Physically. Your movement, your agility. You're pretty well always running forward 95, 97% of the time as referee. But as assistant referee, your movement is slightly different, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of crabbing, and I've certainly felt the crabbing the following morning, that's for sure, because you know, my legs are obviously 4 years older, and it is when you're coming back to that kind of movement after a long gap, if you like, I certainly felt it, but I was on top of it, and I like to crab as opposed to run up and down. And sort of look to my side, look across my shoulder.
Crabbing has definitely got a value in being an assistant referee. But there are times when doing too much crabbing, as I think you alluded to, is a little bit uncomfortable. So consequently, when you're not actively involved and play's not in your half, that's when you can relax and stop the crabbing. You can actually turn around and start jogging again rather than crab all the way back to the halfway line. I know some colleagues are very conscious about crabbing up and down, up and down. And it is very demanding on the legs and the hips.
I like the short, sharp bursts as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got to keep up with play because the ball's been...
Get to the goal line, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not on the goal line to make that decision of ball in and out of play, your credibility is questioned.
In fact, we talk about the fitness. The game I did at the weekend that's just gone by, where I was an assistant referee and I was the senior, a young lad called George Cross, who I know you know very well.
I do.
He was the referee. He's a great little referee. Great little referee.
He's not so little.
No, I was just about to say he's about six and a half foot.
He's about 5 foot taller than me.
Well, that's not difficult, is it? I was short ass Rich over there. Yeah. He said to me during our warm up, and I took that as a compliment. We did the little bit after the warm up where you sort of start off with a jog and then you pick up the pace and then you sprint the last little bit. So we were doing that, and I was right on his tail, and he was really shocked by that. And he turned around, you know, he said, "God, you're quite quick, aren't you?"
Well done, old man.
And I'm 48, so
good man.
So yeah, it was nice to hear that bit of feedback.
I remember those things when I was in a similar situation, and I know Jason Hector listens to the podcast, and Jason now lives in Australia. Jason was 23 years old at the time, and I was early 40s, and my fitness levels were far, far higher when I was in my 40s than when I was in my 20s as a player. And Jason found exactly the same when he made that conversion. And you're describing that with yourself and George as regards, you know, you're twice George's age. And it's a matter of pride that you put yourself through these fitness regimes, isn't it?
I'm a bit more conscious now about my fitness because, you know, I want to try and develop this as much as I can with the time that I have left, if you like.
Okay. So going back to that game,
yep.
That first game, how much extra running did you do during the week?
Week leading up to it, I did my three runs, my Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
What sort of distance you cover on each run?
Mondays is about sort of between 4 and 6 miles. Wednesdays is probably 7, maybe.
Well done.
And Fridays I tend to use as a shorter run, but a lot more pace.
Yeah.
So it's generally about 3 miles, but...
For me, I wouldn't encourage any of our referees to do fitness training on a Friday, day before the game. You know, have a rest day and that make that the Friday. And get yourself ready Saturday morning. What did you do with your kit bag? When did you do your kit bag?
Well, the
Friday
kit bag...
Friday night, Saturday morning.
No, I did the kit bag earlier in the week, so I was actually quite excited.
Oh.
So I wanted to make sure everything was ready.
Good, good.
I polished the boots. I went through my little lunchbox again, which has got all my bits in, just to make sure everything worked. I've got like half a dozen whistles in there.
Let me just ask, what have you got in your little lunchbox?
Hey, man.
Careful
Rich,
I say that.
Here we go, Rich. Here we go.
Lunchbox.
Little being the operative word.
Yeah.
Right, I have... Oh, God. I've got loads of IKEA pencils.
Oh.
I've got my...
Were they donated by IKEA?
They were, very much so.
Thank you very much, IKEA.
So I've got loads of IKEA pencils. I think I've got about 4 or 5 whistles. I've got...
Different tones in the whistle?
Yeah, different tones.
Yep.
I've got my little black book,
yep.
Which Roger Milford gave me.
Ooh.
When I first started refereeing.
Yeah.
He gave me that.
1991 FA Cup final referee.
Yeah, and I think that is the book that he had on that day because that was his last game. And,
you are lucky.
And that's, so that's why I've kept it for so long because it's quite old, it's quite basic, but it's got a lot of memory to it. Because that was what he gave me at the time. So, and I haven't made that up, by the way. You know, obviously, my background with Roger.
Yeah, I know Roger, yeah.
So, what else have I got in there?
Red yellow cards in your book or not?
I've got, I've got a yellow card, red card shoved in the little side wallet.
What do you think is the image of when you pull the book out of your pocket?
What do I think?
What do you think it looks like when you're pulling the book out of your pocket?
I think now I've seen a couple of other referees since getting back on the game again. I think it probably looks a bit old school.
First thing is, all depends how you pull the book out of your pocket and what card is showing on in your book.
Mm.
Because if the player knows there's a card coming, does he know what colour it is? Should you have it in your book? Me personally, I don't think we should.
Mm.
I think we should have our cards in our pockets and our book in our back pocket. And I just say, I put the yellow card in my left pocket, leave them on the field of play, L for left, leave on the field of play, and red card in the right pocket, remove from the field of play.
We've done this before on previous podcasts, haven't we?
Yeah.
But I'm a creature of habit, see, and I think if at this stage where I'm still trying to find my feet, if I start changing things like that, I might just confuse myself a little bit.
Yeah.
So it might be something I can look at.
Let's settle.
I've just gone back to my old routine.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to my lunchbox.
Okay, yeah. What's in that lunchbox?
I've got three...
Any sandwiches?
Some sanitizer now.
Oh, well done.
Got a sanitizer in there. I've got the notepad, match report notepad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, team names and stuff like that goes in my little notebook. What else have I got in there? I have 3 watches.
Pressure gauge,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a coin, heads or tails. I have a disc, a black and white disc. It's black one side, white the other.
Okay.
So that's what I use.
Oh, okay.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
What else is in there? I think there's a couple
spare
of
laces.
Pens.
Spare laces?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
Oh, I'll tell you what I have got is a stud.
Studs.
Tool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Pen knife for broken lace?
No.
This is good.
Just comparing
mine with yours.
This is good. Oh, I've got some black insulation tape.
There you go. Why's that?
Why? Why? I don't know why I've got that in there. Probably because I wanted to do... probably from when I was wanting to keep my own socks up.
I was going to say, what do you use for tie-ups?
I don't need them now because the socks I've got are quite tight.
Elasticated socks, yeah, yeah. I mean, in days gone by, and there are still quite a few referees that used to use...
Velcros. I have got some of those white elastic Velcro things as well, but I don't use them. In fact, they're in the lunchbox, actually.
Showing my age there.
Yeah. So go on then, what else?
I think that's pretty well it. I mean, I'm sure our listeners will send a message in about what we might have missed, but I think you've got...
If you've got any suggestions of things that you keep in your lunchbox that we should be talking about, then by all means, go for it.
Get your lunchbox out. What else do you keep in your kit bag then?
So I have... I've got one of these kit bags where the bottom section is zipped up and you can put your boots and stuff in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got in there my boots... And I got a pair of black and white trainers and an old plastic bag from Morrison's, okay, to put my muddy boots in after I'm done.
Yep.
I then have in the top section, the main section of the bag, I have my two flags.
Do you give the flags out to the assistants at the moment?
I offer it, but they tend to bring their own now.
Okay. That's because of the COVID situation.
Yeah, the COVID situation. Mm-hmm. So, we could do a whole podcast on the COVID situation at the moment and how things have changed, haven't we? But let's not go down that way.
I think everybody's fed up with COVID at the moment.
Very much so. Mm. What else have I got in there? Obviously, I've got a towel. I have my tracky bottoms. I have my spare kit. I take a spare kit with me.
Good man. Undergarments?
Undergarments. Pants, yeah. Same.
I was thinking of Under Armour.
Not
underpants.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Brilliant. I don't want to know about your underpants there.
So, I have... I have skins, so I have a long sleeve skin and a short sleeve skin.
Okay. Do you change that at halftime?
No, I did consider it on that day when you came to see me, but I didn't want to undress myself because there was nowhere to change, and I think everybody just wanted to get on with the game.
Does the Under Armour, the skins, is that better protection than wearing, say, a second T-shirt or something like that?
I find it is, particularly when you're assistant referee and, the weather's not great, and it may be that you're not actually active that much because the game is taking place in the other end of the field of play. So... it's obviously good for this time of year, but I feel a lot more comfortable wearing the skins.
Yeah. Do you wear anything on your skin itself? Do you put any oils on or anything?
Depending on how cold it is, I might rub deep heat in, but no, I don't. I know a lot of referees use some random oil, don't they?
Baby oil. Yeah, we do. I would say we do. I used to, like a lot of other colleagues used to. We used to put the baby oil on, put it on the on the exposed skin. Protect it a little bit. And all I will say is now here in years,
not
I've got
of vanity.
Lovely skin.
Yeah, I've got lovely skin. Element of vanity to this, isn't there?
But the other thing we used to use was the Vaseline around the eyebrows. Because like I say, we do perspire.
Yeah.
The Vaseline around the eyebrows stops you having to wipe your eyes, your head, your forehead across your sleeve. And when you're doing that during a game, if you're perspiring and you're wiping your face, your head across your sleeve, that means you're taking your eyes off the players.
There you go. Another tip.
That's why I would, suggest to any of our listeners, start using a little bit of oil on the exposed skin to look after your skin and prevent it from the weather. And we're into that period of the year now when the weather is going to get a little bit cold and a bit sharp in the wind and that. And don't forget to... put it on your face. Use it around there, bit of baby oil on the face. Don't care what anybody says, baby oil does the job.
There you go. You heard it from the man himself. So going back to the preparation thing, I think that I was relatively prepared for it, very well prepared for it. I was very nervous because I suddenly had all this thing going around in my head about what if this happens, what if that happens, what if the other happens. But when I got the game off to a start, everything seemed to sort of just sit into place. It just sort of came back, or most things came back.
Deja vu.
Yeah, it was a little bit deja vu.
Yeah.
It was a little bit deja vu.
Been there before. And that, I suppose that would be natural, isn't it? Be natural. Let me come back to your kit bag and in the change room. One thing that I always had in my kit bag, and I learnt this from a few other colleagues that I went out with, we put a carpet tile in our bag.
A carpet tile. Carpet tile, so you've got something to stand on.
After the shower. Yeah. Mm. So if you want... If you want to...
Although these days, because of COVID, going back to the COVID thing, I chose to wear my kit. That was weird, is turning up at the game wearing my kit. Because normally it would be a suit, shoes, tie.
Yeah.
But that process is all out the window now.
It is.
So you turn up and I've got everything on with my trekkie bottoms. Because I have a van, I got changed in the van. I use my van as my changing room.
Man in the van.
So it is, yeah, it is very much like that. Yeah, and that way I'm not putting myself into any situation that I don't need to be in.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because a lot of changing rooms at the level that we're at the moment are closed. They're not, you know, people are getting changed on the side of the field of play, pitch, whatever you want to call it.
I would just encourage our colleagues to get changed at home, take a spare set of kit in case it's a real cats and dogs day, and what can one say? Try and find somewhere where you can change at halftime if you need to, and only borrow the changing rooms if because the teams will likely use a changing room, and I know they will use social distancing. Yeah. I think it's maximum a 6 in a changing room, that type of thing. But just wait your time to go and change, because, like I say, if it is a real cats and dogs day, you do want to be comfortable for the second half so you can go out there and enjoy the game and do the job.
Okay. It's the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullen and Richard Mellon. How are we doing for time, Rich?
Oh, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, two or three more minutes. Yeah. So game preparation then.
Okay. So talk to me about recognising infringements. How did you feel on the day? Did you feel challenged? Were you under pressure?
No, because the nature of the game, it was a good game of football. I think, you were there, you saw it the first half at least. They wanted to play football. That was one of the biggest surprises for me, because I had in my head that I'm going into a league and a division which is considerably lower than what I was used to, and they wanted to play football. And actually, the football, okay, it was a bit clunky at times, but they wanted to play.
But it was a nice opportunity to cut your teeth again and get back out there. And, I mean, Mark Vickers, who would have made the appointment, would have considered that. Let's get a new referee, or not a new referee, but let's get a referee who's been out of the game for a while back into the routines. And that was what it was all about.
And Mark and I did talk about this prior to the game. There's a few things I threw at him, and he was advising me on certain things that may have changed in terms of the processes in this league and in this division. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we talked about that. So I prepared myself for that. I kind of went through the usual processes that I would normally do, speak to both the clubs a couple of days before. I think on the Thursday, I think it was, I ended up speaking to the clubs and just having a little bit of chinwag, really.
So you introduced yourself prior to arrival.
That's something that I've done, is I've actually made a point of trying to contact the clubs myself and sort of saying, hello, it's only me, just thought I'd phone up, say hello, how are you, well, just checking out, make sure everything's okay. And the response I've been getting from that has actually been very good. It's made it quite easy on the day.
That's nice.
And it's as though I've built up a little bit of a little bit of rapport with them before I've even got there.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
And some of the emails have been quite, banter.
Yep.
So we've broken the ice straight away. So that is one tip and one thing that I would thoroughly recommend if you're that kind of person to want to make a little bit of...
And why not?
Why not?
There's, like I say, being proactive. And that's what that is prior to the game. You're showing a level of proactiveness.
Well, I think from that...
happens in the game.
In fact, this afternoon, actually, it's a Friday today, and that we're recording this, and I spoke to both teams today for my game, which is tomorrow. And it's broken a bit of ice. It's eased me into it a bit. They probably... I'm hoping that they'll go away thinking, well, actually, he's obviously quite serious of what he's doing. We haven't got a joker here.
Okay. And on that point, we've just come to the end of the podcast on this occasion. Where are you going tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm playing on a 3G pitch tomorrow.
And who are the teams?
The teams are... White Eagles, Taunton White Eagles against Nether Stowey.
Okay, so we might touch base with that little bit of feedback in the next podcast.
Yeah, look forward to that. It's the Referees World podcast with Darren Cullen and Richard Mellon. Don't forget, if there's anything that you would like to discuss, then you can get in touch via the Facebook page. Just search for Referees World, and on Twitter at Referees World. And if you want to get in touch that way, come up with some ideas, some match incidents or whatever it is, then we're more than happy to do that. Rich, aren't we?
Yes, of course we are. Yep, we're here to help.
And of course, you can listen online at refereesworld.co.uk.
The download is complete.
This is Referees World. Listen online at refereesworld.co.uk or search iTunes for Referees World.